Welcome to another edition of my End of Year Countdown, where I count down my top 12 tracks of the year, leading to my Tune of the Year for 2023. Starting at number 12 is one that just popped onto my radar. This is Believe in Myself by Parisi.
You made me believe in myself again.
number 11 there. That was an all-new remix of a classic from Above and Beyond's Ocean Lab project, Satellite, with Sam Laxton. Now for one of the vocals that match the beat well in at number 10, this is John Askew with Running in the Dark.
Yeah.
For those who have listened to my mixes before, you'll know that I always have at least one track featuring my favorite vocalist, Roxanne Emery, and that was this year. Coming in at number 9, that was Drift Moon with As We Fall. Up next at number 8, this is the Solar Stone Pure Mix of Heart of Stone from Aiko.
To
What a fun vocal tune there. Line number 7 for 2023, that was Don't Let Us Fade from Robbie C. Crossing into the top half of the countdown now with line number 6, this is the Lostly's Change of Season remix of Factor B's Connected.
Yeah.
Certainly a track with a lot of energy there. That was Imri, the Ben McConnell remix from Zach Evans, in at number 5. Keeping the slamming vocal tunes going, in at number 4, this one is from Arctic Moon, Like the Sun, the Jaro and Pitch remix. We'll be right back. Favorite part of the countdown, the metal stage. Earning the bronze for 2023, that was a track I heard live as a part of an incredible set at Luminosity back in June on a beach in Amsterdam, a mashup from Brian Kearney, Lost Without Kaya. Of course, that means this next one takes the silver and that it's almost time for my big reveal of my tune of the year for 2023. At number two is one with a whole lot of energy. This is the 10 Steps remix of Sender and Nook's Rather Be. Yeah. there it is, earning the gold and the track that will forever stand as my tune of the year for 2023. For the first time, this one's actually a remix of my tune of the year from last year, one that was heard in sets everywhere throughout the year. Paul Webster remix of the incredible Rest of Our Lives from the uplifting trance master, Ben Gold. This year was similar to last year for me in that there was only a select set of tracks that truly stood out, but as you heard from the countdown here, those that did were true bangers. For me though, in regards to trance, this year was totally different from any other year I've had before. I took a trip to the trance capital of Amsterdam in the Netherlands this summer, and beyond getting to spend a couple days on the beach, bouncing between four different live stages at Luminosity, I had one of the most surreal moments of my life when I was invited to join a special edition of Armin van Buuren's weekly show, A State of Trance. I was in the front row for most of the show and could be seen on cameras online, wearing my t-shirt with my DJ name, Frost, of course, and during the show I got to meet and grab a picture with the King of Trance himself, a real dream come true for me. But that'll do it for me as we close another year. As always, I hope all has been well with you this year. Beyond my ventures to Amsterdam, one of my other highlights this year was seeing my Frisbee group continue to grow, up to about 1,300 now, and I once again mixed this end of year set that you're hearing here on the sidelines of the field, on a night where the group gifted me an athletic shirt with a custom designed Frisbee Tuesdays logo on it, something I'll definitely be wearing every week next year when it warms up again. With that, I want to thank you all once again for listening to this special mix, and be sure to stay tuned for all that I, and the broader world of trance, has to offer in 2024. Happy New Year!